Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Watch That Ends the Night, Voices from the Titanic, by Alan Wolfe. Performed by Michael Page, Phil Giganti, Christopher Lane, Laurel Merlington, and Angela Daw.
April 20, 1912, Saturday. Aboard the cable ship McKay Bennett, Atlantic Ocean, the Grand Banks, 600 miles from Halifax, Nova Scotia. John Snow, the Undertaker. Embalmers don't typically make house calls. If not buried with a splash from their ship, most casualties at sea are brought to me at the family parlor on Argyle Street. In Halifax, the water is unavoidable as death, and death is unavoidable as the water. Raised as I was in a Halifax funeral home, you might guess I'd grow up to accept them both. But I find the dead preferable to the sea. The dead are more predictable. To ease my queasy stomach, I am lying down atop the empty coffin stacked neatly across the McKay Bennett's decks. Waves toss our small vessel as if it were a toy. The journey has been cold and slow. 3 days steaming with half a day to go. As night falls, Captain Larnder informs me, "We should be among the wreckage soon. Better sleep now while you still can, Mr. Snow. The sun will be up soon enough." Yes, I think. The sun will always come up. Even after the entire ship of humanity has struck its berg and sunk, the sun will rise. "Good night, Captain Larnder," I say. "Good night, sir. Rest well," he replies. Later that